Welcome to Civil Defense Radio with your host, Preston Schlankhofer, where we talk about all things civil defense. Civil defense is about building community resiliency by becoming better informed, prepared, and organized to meet whatever disaster might affect you, your neighborhood, and your community. There are many threats on the horizon, yet we cannot rely on true and accurate media coverage of many of these issues. These threats are propagated from the mainstream media seeking to tell only one side of the story. In fact, this propagation can even be considered biased propaganda. This is a legitimate threat to you, your family, and our nation, and here on Civil Defense Radio, we seek the facts that others leave out. Remember, your tomorrow may depend on today's preparedness. Now, here is your host, Preston Schlankhofer.
Hello, this is Preston Schlankhofer. Welcome to Civil Defense Radio. We've got a special treat for you this week. We've got a little trailer that we're going to be playing for this new film that's coming out. It's a documentary. It's Grid Down, No Second Chance. And the producer for this film is David W. Tice. And David, welcome to Civil Defense Radio.
Well, really glad to be with you and your listeners, Preston.
Yes, it's a treat having you here. There's a lot of interest in this subject that we're going to be talking about, which is a grid down and no electricity, lights out. And so, David, can you give us a little background on yourself and what brought you to this concept that you're making a documentary about?
Well, Preston, I have kind of a complicated background, but I'm an investment guy. I'm an ex-CPA. I was in the investment business for a number of years, still working in that business today. I used to run the Prudent Bear Fund, which was a mutual fund that made money when stocks went down. And I've probably been on CNBC and Bloomberg, more than 100 times warning America about the fact that stock prices got overheated and we ended up being at risk from what we called a credit bubble. And so we made a lot of money for clients back in 2000 to 2002. And then also in 2008, I exited that business and took some time off for a while, actually produced a feature film named Soul Surfer, starring Dennis Quaid, Helen Hunt, Anna Sophia Robb, Carrie Underwood, about the girl who lost an arm to a shark, and a Christian lady who fought back with amazing tenacity and faith in God, and she inspired tens of millions of people, and very, very proud of that film. It actually did pretty well. Got involved in a couple other films as well, including When the Game Stands Tall, about Bob Lattisauer, that is the De La Salle football coach, Catholic school outside San Francisco, who won 151 straight games. And again, a very motivational story. My investment career has continued where I'm involved in a precious metals equities hedge fund today. And then I'm also chief investment officer for a ETF that makes money when the market goes down as well. My interest has always been in geopolitics, and I'd say I'm a bit of a Boy Scout in that I say it's better to be prepared and prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and leave God for the rest, which is a line I use from Jonathan Hollerman. Who's a real patriot that I've become friendly with. And so I've been concerned about EMP going back 20 years. I've been, I'm not a neocon, but I'd call myself a cool warrior. I've been worried about Russia and China, and then obviously North Korea and Iran. And I feel like there's way too much complacency in the country. And I feel as if I really follow Jeff Nyquist, who I know, Preston, you want to get on the show, but he's got a great blog site. I think he's a real patriot who understands the risk of China and Russia. And I've been concerned about grid security and the grid going down for an extended period of time, not just being a weekend, but literally for 6 months to 18 months, and believe that our adversaries have, this is asymmetric warfare opportunities today, where in the past our oceans have, you know, guarded us, and it used to just be kinetic wars with tanks and aircraft carriers, and now they can utilize cyber warfare or an EMP attack, and they can essentially wipe out a huge portion of our civilian infrastructure and just wait for us to starve to death, frankly. And our dependence upon technology and just in time, you know, food supply, et cetera, just puts us at great risk. And all our major adversaries have outlined this risk in their playbook, in their textbooks, in their discussions with our diplomats, et cetera. I mean, it's all over the place, and it's certainly an unparalleled risk, and it is a risk that, you know, cannot be argued against, that it is a huge risk. Yet our American leadership has not done what's required to defend ourselves against this. And so I followed this for 15 years or so. And then I really think God played a role in this, in that Patria Patrick, who's also a real patriot from California, who actually ran for Congress maybe 6 or 7 years ago or so, got interested in this topic and started a film by the name of Black Start. And unfortunately, she ended up not getting the funding she needed to complete the film, and it had been pretty much left for dead. And with my background and my belief in this, and the fact that I'd made some movies before and financed a couple as an executive producer and had some Hollywood contacts and kind of understood the game, I decided to get involved. And I felt like this was an opportunity to really make a difference in the world. And so here I've come, and very, very proud of where we are on this documentary. We're still probably 3 months away from release. I had initially planned to release the film before the election, and I just decided, in order to enhance it to the highest extent possible, and I've got another idea that I'll talk about later in the conversation that will make it even more understandable and pull at people's emotions a little bit more, I decided to take a little bit more time. And I felt like this is a bipartisan film. It's not meant to influence any election. There are Democrats and Republicans behind this. Donald Trump has certainly done a lot, you know, getting us ready for this with an executive order and the defense authorization bill just in the last year and a half. So we're very, very lucky to have him as a leader and a fighter for this right now, but we're trying to keep the message more bipartisan. So we're at this point trying to build a social media following. We're trying to build friends of the film that will push this story out. There's been a interest in this, but frankly, there's so much cognitive dissonance where COVID, I think, has worn people out. And there's a lot of people that just don't want to hear negative news. And so they just want to put the pillow over their head and go back to sleep. And I'm sure a lot of your audience has felt that if they talk to their family and friends. We've all experienced it. Like, don't be David Downer, you know, as yeah. sometimes known. And so anyway, that's a long intro, but that's kind of where I am today.
Well, that's good. It brings up the next question. I I went through a process to get where I am today. It started with getting married and being responsible for somebody else again, and realizing that working in Washington, D.C. in Ground Zero, target number one, was kind of hazardous to both of us who worked in D.C. And then I got assigned to the continuity of operations team for Immigration Customs Enforcement, the intelligence officer. And so I got to go to a secure site up in the Virginia mountains if something happened in D.C. When I told my new bride, she goes, "Well, what about me?" And I go, "Ooh, crap, I hadn't thought about that." And, you know, so I started thinking about it. And so that started me on the path to where I am today. So I know you're a numbers guy. You've been in the investment industry for a long time. You can't just throw a dart at something and say, okay, that's the next trend or that's the next stock to pick. You have to analyze. And I'm sure you did the same thing with the threats that this documentary that you're putting together has. So can you give us a little bit of background on what brought you to that point personally, besides, you know, what you've already given us? And then we'll play the short 2.5 minute trailer for the documentary.
So you're exactly right, Preston. I am a numbers guy and very, very analytical and logical. And to me, this argument is simply incontrovertible. It cannot be disputed that the risk is there. There have been EMP commissions that have testified in front of Congress that have talked about the risk being between 75% to 90% of Americans that could die in a protracted grid down scenario. And there have been multiple other studies besides the EMP commission that have seconded that analytical conclusion. You just think about just daily life, and you think about what we experienced with COVID-19, about how the economy was shut down. And fortunately, we had Amazon. Fortunately, we had trucks filling grocery stores' shelves such that we could still have food. But it's just obvious that the scientific evidence is there. And just looking at normal life, how dependent we are on electricity for our heat, our air conditioning, if there's an EMP attack, we're talking about our cars not working. We're talking about fuel supply being disrupted. I mean, there's all kind of evidence. So it's not that difficult to get to that conclusion if you just open your mind to it. Now, the biggest issue is that most people don't want to open their mind to it. They don't want to, there's cognitive dissonance, and they just want to put that pillow over their head. But if you do any more than 5 or 10 minutes worth of research, you find that it is possible. Then let's talk about the two threats. One from an adversary. There's four threats that we talk about in the film. One is physical attack. Second is cyber attack. And third is electromagnetic pulse. All three of those threats come from potential adversaries. The fourth threat is a geomagnetic disturbance, which is coming from the solar. And therefore, it does not require a bad guy out there trying to bring us down. But and there is great evidence from NASA that there is a risk of a significant geomagnetic storm, and the statistical odds for that is 12% every 10 years. And therefore, you think about if you plan to live another 30 or 40 years, if your grandkids plan on living another 70 years, you've got a high level of risk of a very, very significant geomagnetic storm that can knock out our power grid for more than 6 months. And therefore, you don't need to think about bad guys. Now, there's a lot of people that will say, well, the government's got to have this under control, or the utilities must have done enough, or God won't let this happen, or our adversaries aren't going to be that bad because they're smarter than that, because they'd be blown off the face of the earth. And unfortunately, all those arguments don't really add up, because
no, they don't.
The government is not there. Our utilities have not done enough. Hopefully, you know, God will prevent this from happening, but bad things have happened before in the world, and bad things are going to happen again. And I think God tells us to protect ourselves with our intelligence, et cetera.
Yes.
And therefore, there's all kind of reasons that we should, you know, protect ourselves. And the thing is, it is eminently fixable and protectable. And therefore, we're crazy if we don't take this upon ourselves to protect ourselves and prepare. And you're doing a great service for the world, Preston, with your show that I know is listened to around the world. Civil defense, frankly, is half the dilemma in this film. And that, one, we should protect the grid and prevent this from happening. However, if it does happen, people need to be ready for it, and we need to have our own food supply. We need to be thinking about, you know, how we might handle sewage and have water, et cetera. And we need to be thinking about protecting ourselves. And so it's a big component of what we need to be thinking about.
Yes. Yes, I agree. You know, you mentioned those four threats: solar, cyber, physical, and EMP. Well, we've already had solar activity that could knock out the grid. One of them was a Carrington event in 1859, which, if you extrapolate the magnitude of that out, it would have turned most of the northern hemisphere black. The cyber, we get that daily. Physical attack, we had the Metcalf substation attacks in 2012. And matter of fact, Navy SEALs say that, who went out there and surveyed that, say that they think it was a dry run or proof of concept. And then an EMP, no, we haven't had one of those yet. But you know what? Kim Jong-un, or Il, the Korean dictator, has let us know that he knows the right height to explode a weapon with his last missile that he sent up. That is possible. So all of our adversaries or potential adversaries have the capability of EMP, not only EMP, but super EMP. So that is a threat. A lot of people talk about this may not be something that can be a real threat to us, but it is. It is. And, you know, the world is getting more dangerous instead of more safe. So I wanted to just mention that before we get into this trailer. Can you give us the website for this trailer before I click this on?
Yes. So I'd love people to go to the website. Please follow us. Go to our Facebook page. I also have a page for GoFundMe. The film is going to get done, but to get it to the highest degree possible, we'd love to have some other people participate. We'd love to have other people join as potentially an executive producer if you want to write a bigger check. One thing we need more than anything is likes and followers and people to forward links to the trailer and our website to their friends and associates, family members. I'm an idealist. I want to start a movement. There is a possibility that this could be like the Tea Party movement or Contract with America. There's no reason that this shouldn't be. This is a bipartisan issue. This is fixable. When we think about COVID-19, where we were trying to prevent our death count to get to 200,000, we're talking about 250 million
exactly.
That could be killed.
Yes.
And so we're talking about a thousandfold this level. We're talking about the end of America as we know it.
Yes.
And therefore, and here it's fixable. So why don't we get off our tush? And all you have to do is visit the website and then send it to your friends and help us create this cause. And your listeners, Preston, are perfectly positioned for this. And let's make it happen. So the websites are griddowndoc.com. And essentially, we have partnered with XOTV, which is a platform that another patriot has been financed by Gil Amelia, who is the ex-Apple CEO.
Oh, yeah.
And in order to follow, you just need to set up a XOTV account. It doesn't cost anything. You just have to put in your an ID and a password. But we have a website there with a extensive blog area and then also a community area where all your listeners can get involved and create posts and talk about this. And I'm pretty proud of our blog area right now where there's a great deal of information. I have links to some videos that help make this case. And so people can go there and spend hours and learn a lot about this threat. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are already aware. It's really a consolidated site. I've got material for Dr. Pry's videos. I downloaded a number of pages from Dr. Pry's books. There is information from the EMP reports. There's even a survivalist, handbook. There is even a link to be able to watch a documentary that outlines the risk. So I think all of us are in the disciple category where we see this happening. We need to bring on more followers. So there's ammunition there to get your followers. Our Facebook page is Grid Down, Lights Out. I think you'll be able to find it, from a simple search.
Well, I'll have all these as links in the show notes. So anybody that wants to go to them, they can just do that. But let's play this trailer here real quick.
Sure.
Let everybody have a little taste of what's to come.
I should also say while you get ready, our narrator voice is going to be changing. This is just our editor. And in fact, we're going to have Dennis Quaid be the narrator, who has a great voice.
Electrical power. Our world, our lives are built around it. Our children, our families, and our loved ones all depend on it. But what if everything suddenly went dark?
Imagine you wake up in your home. It's total darkness. There's no electricity. People are running around trying to take care of themselves. Who has a gun? Who's got food? Who's going to survive? Who thinks that you have something in your house that they want? How are you going to feed your kids? This is total catastrophe.
Our electric utilities and key government agencies should be protecting us from this vulnerability, and they're not.
If the electricity grid goes down, you're back in the 1880s pre-electricity.
What's the weak link? What's the Achilles heel? This is our Achilles heel.
With within a couple of days, maybe 10 days, the refrigerators and the emergency powers at the hospitals run out. All the medicines go bad, all the people on life support die.
If our grid goes down, you can't cook, you're not gonna heat, you can't run any of your medical supplies, you can't talk on your phone, you can't take money out of a bank.
If this happens, the system stops.
This is a catastrophic threat waiting to happen, and that North Korea, China, and Russia all understand it and are all working on it.
They know that we're vulnerable in these areas. The American people don't, but terrorist groups know this.
It became a highly classified matter. Enemies had this information, but the American people didn't have it.
A grid down scenario is a protracted blackout with substation transformers destroyed for months or a year. Multiple analytical reports from the EMP Commission have been presented to Congress, indicating a high risk from either a massive solar disruption or an enemy EMP or cyber attack. Rebuttals from the electric utilities have been scientifically disproven, but they continue to effectively fight any progress being made.
This is a fundamentally different thing than having a blackout that lasts for 2 days. When you have a high likelihood that over the next 20 or 30 years, something this consequential could happen, there has to be a sense of urgency at blocking it from occurring, because if it does occur, it could literally end civilization as we know it.
So, David, now that we've listened to this trailer, people have a better idea of what is to come. Can you give us some insight into more of what will be in the actual documentary other than what we've had a chance to listen to so far?
Sure.
I know there's a lot of big names there that were on the trailer, but can you give us some of the names and what they're doing?
Okay, so we have Dr. Peter Pry, obviously takes a huge role, Ambassador Hank Cooper, Frank Gaffney, Newt Gingrich has some quotes, Leon Panetta. We have General Stephen Quast, Senator Ron Johnson. Let's see, other bigger names are Jeanine Pirro, who is Judge Jeanine, James Woolsey, the ex-CIA director under Bill Clinton, a number of other luminaries that have been interested in this topic. One of the things that we're trying to accomplish is fear, and then create hope, and then create outrage, and a call to action. And frankly, we realize there needs to be as much hope created in this as fear, because it truly is a emotional topic. And again, our biggest adversary has been cognitive dissonance, where people just want to move on with their life and they don't want to address it. And here, I'd like to call on the listeners of this program to try to get over that and try to, you know, fight to get this in front of your friends and associates. And I know you probably face people that just don't want to hear. However, it is so important, and it truly becomes a sociological dilemma about how to get that message across. And it is so fixable. And we have so much hope. And the fact that we have passed a legislation in Congress with this defense authorization bill that codified Donald Trump's executive order, that is very, very hopeful. But what we need now is we need public support, because the deep state and various bureaucrats inside the Department of Energy and inside Department of Homeland Security and some inside the Defense Department seem to be still holding us back and obstructing. And Peter Pry has talked at length about that. And therefore, the utilities continue to obstruct and through their agencies such as EPRI and NERC. And frankly, there need to be some significant changes in regulation. I believe there needs to be a cabinet level official that is responsible for grid security. I believe that we need to act today and incorporate military standards to be able to harden our grid.
I agree.
And frankly, these fixes are not that difficult. The last big fix that we're going to call for is we're not going to have the utilities pay for this. We're going to have our U.S. taxpayer pay for it. We've been diddling over this for some 20 years, and the utilities have not wanted to pay for it. And even though there would be reimbursement from ratepayers and there's other reasons they don't want to be told what to do, et cetera, but a big part of it is they don't want to pay for it. So I'm simply saying, and Senator Ron Johnson has said the same thing, that this should be part of an infrastructure bill. The dollars are not that great. We're talking about, you know, between $50 billion and $100 billion maximum to be able to completely protect our grid. So let's get on with this. Let's get this done tomorrow.
We bring more than that in on the tariffs on China, so it could be paid real quickly.
So frankly, it's just ridiculous that this hasn't been fixed.
It is.
And
it is.
You know, the fact that our regulation is done by NERC instead of FERC, that is 70% controlled by the utilities.
Yeah, and foreign governments.
These are easy fixes.
Yeah.
And therefore, again, I want to be positive. I want to be optimistic and say, damn it, you know, we can get this done. And
yeah.
So we need people to get behind this. And this has been talked about inside congressional committees about how the people need to be behind this. And one of the things I'm proudest about in this film is that once you watch the film and you you can pre-buy the film right now, there is the ability to be able to have 8 letters written to legislators and regulators to be able to get this accomplished. There will be a letter to your U.S. congressman, to your 2 U.S. senators, to your 2 state legislators, to your state's FEMA emergency coordinator, to your state's National Guard Adjutant General, and to your state's chairman of the Public Utility Commission, all saying that we need to get behind this, we need to get this done. And I invoke a quote from Howard Beale from the famous movie Network that said, "We're mad as hell. We're not going to take this anymore." And the other thing we're going to do with this film is that a portion of our proceeds are going to be allocated to 5 501c3 organizations that are fighting on the ground to be able to defend our grid.
That's great.
And so we know there needs to be follow-up, and one of them is Secure the Grid Coalition,
uh-huh.
You know, which is funded by Frank Gaffney's organization.
Right.
Another one is Ambassador Hank Cooper's organization, Peter Pry's organization, Impact America. And these people are warriors and fighters for this. And so if there's on the ground follow-up to these letters written to these 8 different groups, we can make this happen.
That's great. That really would help those organizations to push this message on many fronts. I'm just happen to be the Eastern Regional Coordinator for the EMP Task Force, which is headed by Dr. Pry. I am involved. I'm involved with the Secure the Grid Coalition as well. there's a lot of us out there, but there's not enough of us. Like you said, there needs to be more active participation from, you know, regular everyday folks who are concerned that too many people have done too little for too long. And now it's time to get this thing fixed, because like I said earlier, this world is getting more dangerous all the time. We're just about out of time, but you know, we don't have time to talk about the economic problems. Maybe we'll have to have you come back and talk about what an economic collapse would look like, you know, the situation around that, which would be less than a grid down, but it could be similar to one in many aspects.
So let me just, I know we're almost out of time, but Preston, you've been a tireless warrior in putting this show together and working with Dr. Pry's organization, et cetera. So we need more involvement, but frankly, all people need to do is, you know, buy the film, go to the website, send it to 30 of your friends, and take 10 minutes and, you know, create a paragraph that is meaningful to you and say, this is fixable. And these 8 letters are going to be written, and you don't, and then you can go back to your life. It doesn't take that long, but just overcome your own personal cognitive dissonance and make it happen.
Yes. And so the link to buy that video once it's finished is on your
griddowndoc.com.
Okay.
And you'll have to, you can participate, you know, without even utilizing, you know, an ID and password, and you can go to the blog and you can participate in the community and you can send your friends. And so I would urge people, I'd love that to, and frankly, we should have tens of thousands of followers and right now, and we need to get there. And I'd love this show to represent the kickoff for that.
Great. I appreciate you coming on the show and bringing us this opportunity to help get the word out. That'll have to be the last word for now. So, civil defense equals resiliency equals survival. The top-down governmental approach to solve our community resiliency problem has failed us. We need a community-based grassroots approach to solve this problem. To be resilient, it takes preparation, organization, and training to meet the needs of whatever situation we may find ourselves in. Civil defense helps reduce panic in a disaster, and this is why we strongly recommend establishing a community-based civil defense organization in your city or county in partnership with your local emergency manager and community leaders. Let's start a conversation with a guide found on our resources page of our website at civildefenseradio.com. Be sure to check out our regular postings on Facebook at Civil Defense Radio and on Twitter at @civil_DEF_radio, and also on YouTube at Civil Defense Radio Podcast. We're putting up our older podcasts there, and you can also see our situation report number 2, Internal Threats Attack on the Police. That's an actual video, and you'll be able to check that out there. So I wish to thank David again for being on the show, and I wish to thank you, our friends and listeners who have been with us on a regular basis. I really appreciate you being with us this week. So please, be safe, be informed, be prepared, and may God bless you and keep you until next time.